Hey you guys, it's Mickey Muffin and welcome to my YouTube channel. Today I'm here with Ellie Shao.
Hello.
Yeah, she's pretty new in the industry. So tell us something about you. How old are you? Where do you live?
So I'm 21 from Newcastle, and I've just been in porn for 3 months, and I've been doing camming for 3 years.
Okay, so you started with webcam. How did you decide to do that?
So it was lockdown, and I kind of thought that like society had closed down, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, it doesn't really matter what I do anymore. I may as well just go be a whore on the internet.
That's good.
Yeah, and I just wanted to be humiliated as well. I like doing really like subby stuff, so... Mm-hmm. I went on there, got my pussy straight out, and I was like, tell me I'm a slut. And everyone was like, wow, like, slow down. We need to, like, get the ball rolling, you know? You need to, like, discuss my fantasies, too.
Yes.
So it just turned out I was good at it, and I carried on going.
I liked it. So you're submissive.
Yeah, I'm a switch.
Yeah, that's nice. So could you imagine, like, doing a scene where you're, like, really hardcore to the guy, like, that he's your bitch?
Yeah, for sure. I had a slave for a year, and it was a wild ride, for sure.
Oh my gosh, how did you get a slave?
Through FetLife, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, he just messaged me saying, like, can I clean up your house? And I was like, yeah, whatever. Come over, I'll kick you in the balls.
So what exactly did he do? He cleaned your house, and did he do other chores too, or what was his
job? Yeah, he would, like, drive me around, pay for all my stuff. If I needed something delivered, he would, like, bring it around. One time I was at a party, someone smashed a glass, and I just texted him, like, can you come clean this up? And he came at, like, 4 a.m. to clean it up.
Oh, my gosh. What happened to the slave?
I just moved, so...
Oh.
Yeah, I ditched him.
Oh, no.
Just started traveling the world to fuck other guys.
Okay.
Rather than his ass, you know?
Where do you travel and why?
I just want to see everything and do everything, so... Yeah, I've just been traveling for the past year. Mm-hmm. I went over to America, Nepal, Abu Dhabi, Dubai, Thailand.
Do you travel alone?
Sometimes, yeah.
And the other times?
Then sometimes I'll go with friends or like other creators.
Okay, nice. Did you have a boyfriend since you're in the industry?
No, so I had one for a little bit, like 2 years ago. But he didn't really like that I did camming, so... Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, the...
Can you imagine...
Blew up in flames because of that.
Can you imagine having someone, or are you enjoying being free for now?
I've actually recently decided to start dating again.
Okay.
Yeah, I was, like, actively anti-dating for 2 years, but... Yeah, now I'm out.
But that's good. I mean, in your young years, I mean, you're still young, but before, you know, you had time to travel and see the world and be for yourself. And now I think you're ready for a relationship, and that's also good.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Tell me, I heard that today you had a really, really good experience, the first time DP.
Yeah, so I've been DP before, but not on camera.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. That one was when I was 18, traveling Tanzania. Mm-hmm. And it was sick. It was intense, though. You know, I've never felt anything like it.
Yeah.
You've done a DP before,
yes,
right?
Yes, and I can't describe that feeling. You just can't describe. You have to try it to know what you're talking about.
You can feel, like, the having a little fight in your holes,
yes.
You know? They, like, hit against each other.
Yeah. And this little, like, wall between your and your... It's like, I don't know, like they're trying to break through this wall together. And yeah, it's just a weird feeling.
No, completely.
Yeah. Would you do it again on camera?
Oh, for sure.
Yes? Anytime. So you enjoyed it?
Yeah, it was sick.
Even though it hurt?
Yeah, I kind of like that though. I'm like a bit of a masochist, so.
Okay, that's good to know.
So when it's going in the right places, if it's like kind of staring off, you know, if it's a little bit of a smaller then it hits the wall. It's not that great.
Yeah, but yeah.
When it's a fat. Yeah.
Then you like it. It's like I like the fat in my more than, in the front.
Yeah, exactly.
What was the craziest thing you ever had on set? Like, I don't know, now for me it was DP. That was the craziest I ever did. Do you have such an experience, or what stuck with you? Like,
probably when I did a fake kidnapping. Oh no, when I double fisted a guy.
You double fisted a guy?
Yeah, he like pre-arranged all these toys. It was like a slave session. And I didn't expect him to have like these massive ones, you know. He's like, I want to surprise you with these things. It was like the size of my leg. And he doesn't like you to like stop and lube it up. He just wants you to stick it right in the ass. And then at one point I went to like stutter with putting them up, you know, because they're quite heavy, they're massive. So I just stuck both of my fists down his ass and he could just take it. It was crazy.
Oh my gosh.
I felt like I was at like a human circus, you know. How, like you can really do that.
How does that feel? Because I never fisted someone. What's the feeling? Like, I don't know, like with the finger or is it, I don't know.
So previously I've put my fist in someone's ass and it was really tight, you know, it was hard to get it in there. And all your fingers kind of like cramped together. Mm-hmm. But with him, because his ass was so wide, I could just go straight in.
Okay.
So, you know, I was quite shocked because it's just been like a hallway.
Yeah. When you fist, do you go in like this or do you have to like make like this or something?
It depends, you know what I mean? On the ass. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
If it's a tight ass, you gotta really try get in there.
Ah, like this.
Yeah, like you're bathing a cow or something.
Okay, that's very interesting. You have really crazy stories. Do you also have your own website, like OnlyFans or something, where you post your content?
Yeah, yeah. OnlyFans, Twitter, Instagram, ManyVids, streaming.
Are you there under the same name everywhere or do you have four different pages, different names?
Yeah, I know, the same everywhere. Just Ellie Shao.
Ellie
with
Shao.
Two U's on OnlyFans.
You can see it here. We put a link here. Okay, thank you very, very much for this short talk. I really enjoyed it. You're really crazy. I like that. And yeah, we are going to make a video now together. So yeah, you won't see it here, but somewhere else. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Thank you for watching this video till the end. If you liked it, leave a thumbs up. And also, if you want to see more videos like this, you can subscribe to my channel. Also, here you can find my latest video and here you can see the rest of my channel. Also, if you want to follow me on social media, it's linked in the description below. And also, not just my social media, but also my very private videos. Mwah! Till next time!